Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements for other healthcare practitioners, use toxic pharmaceutical drugs, and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here. Every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. We'll talk to Nez Beheshti, author of the book Pause, Breathe, Choose, Become the CEO of Your Own Life. Nez Beheshti worked with Steve Jobs, and she has written a book about well-being and about mindfulness. We'll talk to Nez in our third segment. We'll get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start yourself a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, now is your chance. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also just get your products at the wholesale price. If that's all you want to do, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live human being, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link. Our number, 844-236-6010, will get your calls in our second segment. Nez Beheshti, author of the book Pause, Breathe, Choose, Become the CEO of Your Well-Being, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. All right, I want to continue talking about pigmentation, dark spots, hyperpigmentation, the distinction between lipofuscin, aging pigment, and hyperpigmentation, or melasma as it is called, which is the end result of melanin as opposed to aging pigment. Melanin is, I guess you could call it sun pigment. Dark spots, hyperpigmentation, the condition is technically called melasma. Because most folks are not aware of the aging pigment, lipofuscin, oftentimes the brown spots of lipofuscin get confused with melanin. This can be a source of great frustration. A lot of folks will end up using skin lightening products. And we'll get into some of these skin lightening products that are available. And they'll say, why is my skin not lightening? Can I get rid of my dark spots? Well, that's because your dark spots are deep down underneath the surface of the skin. They're located in what's called the dermis, the lower levels of the skin. In this dermis area is where the lipofuscin deposits, and you're not going to be able to get to it with a topical product. You can get to it with laser, and there are laser treatments that you could have done by a dermatologist or plastic surgeon. We talked to Dr. Jack Zamora on Monday, a couple days ago. He's an expert in using lasers to treat skin conditions, and lasers can do some really interesting things for wrinkles, for fine lines, for dark spots, hyperpigmentation, and also for lipofuscin. But if you really want to get rid of lipofuscin, you got to work on your lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is your body's sewage control system. Guess what the best way to support lymphatic drainage is, to support the action of the lymphatic system? It's breathing. That is the absolute best way. In fact, that's one of the main ways that the lymphatic system is supported. See, the lymphatic system, it doesn't have a pump. The lymphatic system is exactly the same as the circulatory system. In fact, it's part of the circulatory system. And when we think of the circulatory system, most of the time we think of the blood. But the lymphatic system is a circulatory system. It's part of the circulatory system. In fact, when we talk about the circulatory system, we have to distinguish the blood part from the lymph part. And they are interrelated, but most of the time when we think about circulation, we think about blood circulation. But to be accurate, when we think about circulation, we should be thinking about both blood circulation and lymphatic circulation. As we get older, as we get toxic, as we become dehydrated, as we become sedentary, as our breathing process becomes dysfunctional, the lymphatic fluids don't move as effectively. Yesterday we talked about how the lymph delivers vitamins, particularly fat-soluble vitamins. The lymph delivers essential fatty acids. When I say delivers, I mean delivers to the blood. It delivers, it helps eliminate toxins and hormones. So if you're sedentary, if you're not breathing correctly, if you're dehydrated, if you're accumulating toxicity, the lymph can get clogged, and that could be a big problem. Once the lymph becomes clogged, lipofuscin, which should be drained away in the lymph, can start to deposit in various tissues. And it's not just the skin. We see it in the skin, but it deposits internally in the heart, in the digestive tract, in the kidneys, in the brain, in the central nervous system. In fact, that's the most dramatic appearance inside the body of lipofuscin, is in the brain and the circulatory system. There's a lot of folks, a lot of researchers, who believe that Alzheimer's disease is at least partially related to lipofuscin accumulation. And as we said yesterday, lipofuscin accumulation is not just a sign of deterioration, but it can also stimulate or induce further deterioration. It's a pro-oxidant. Lipofuscin can tie up minerals. It's a chelating substance. So you can see this lipofuscin can be a serious problem. If you have lipofuscin, treat it as a lymphatic condition and start working on your lymph. One of the first things you want to do is make sure you're practicing your breathing techniques. We're going to talk to Nez Beheshti later today about breathing and the importance of breathing for well-being, for health, and for mental health. But breathing is really important for helping stimulate and induce the circulation of the lymphatic system. And when I say breathing, I'm talking about breathing into the diaphragm. The diaphragm is a muscle that separates the top of your body from the bottom of your body, right in the middle of your body. And when we breathe, the diaphragm is supposed to go down and up. It's supposed to act like a pump. If you're breathing correctly, on the inhale, the diaphragm goes down, and on the exhale, the diaphragm goes up. Just think of a muscle right in the middle of your body that has an up and down kind of motion to it, and that up and down motion is tied into respiration. We breathe in, the diaphragm goes down. We breathe out, the diaphragm comes up. And in fact, there's a lot of blood vessels in that diaphragm, and as it goes up and down, you're pumping your blood, and you're also helping move the lymphatic fluids. Exercise is another great way to move the lymphatic fluids. The lymphatic system is tied into the muscle system. So as we move our muscles, that also acts as a pump. The heart, the blood has a pump. That's the heart. But the lymph doesn't really have a pump. We're the pump. Breathing is the pump. Muscular movement is the pump. Also, drinking water is very important for helping increase lymphatic fluid and improve lymphatic circulation, making sure you're hydrating correctly. So there's lots of ways to move the lymph. If you're accumulating lipofuscin, if you notice lipofuscin is accumulating in the skin, treat it as a sign that you need to start moving the lymph. You can't have laser done, as I say, but treat it as a sign that you need to start moving the lymphatic system. Now, if you do have real melasma, real hyperpigmentation, melanin-induced hyperpigmentation as opposed to lipofuscin, you can tell the difference by the depth. You can also tell the difference by the color. Lipofuscin tends to be lighter brown, a lighter brown color. Melanin is a darker color. There's lots of things you could do to help eliminate true melanin pigmentation. There's drugs you can take. There's procedures you could do, chemical peels and such. And there's also hormonal and nutritional strategies. We'll be talking about that when we come back from our break and on our coming Bright Side episodes. I'm Pharmacist Ben. More on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Nez Beheshki will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about pausing and breathing and choosing. That's your book, Pause, Breathe, Choose. Be the CEO of your own life. Breathing is so darn important, folks. Next to meditation, breathing is probably the most powerful thing you could do for your health. And, of course, there's a relationship between meditation and breathing. Breathing has always been, throughout history, has been one of the main strategies for getting into the portal of the meditative state, watching your breath. We're all breathing, but how often are we mindful or paying attention to our breathing? Take a few minutes for deep breathing every day. Get an app called Breathing Zone if you have a smartphone. It walks you through the breathing process, inhalation and exhalation. Exhalation is more important than inhalation. They're both important, of course, but the exhalation is where you activate the relaxation part of the nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system. And it all has to do with detoxing the lymph. Taking a few minutes for deep breathing, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, is a great way to help stimulate the pumping action of the lymph and can help direct the lymph through the chest, through the center of the body. The lymph drains into the center of the chest, drains into the blood in the center of the chest, actually the top area. You can also tell, by the way, one of the ways that you can tell that you're having a lymphatic problem is if you're breaking out along the areas of the lymph. A lot of times people will break out with acne in the top of their chest. The top of the chest area, right between the neck and the chest areas, where you have a major egress of lymphatic fluid into the bloodstream, into the blood circulation. And a lot of times people will break out in the top of their chest, or they'll break out on the side of their neck or along the jawline. These are classic signs of a lymphatic issue. Breakouts along the back are a sign of a lymphatic issue. Sometimes people will break out all the way into their butt area. These are all signs that your lymph is starting to get clogged and toxic. Practicing deep breathing can help. Hydrating with water can help. Getting on a rebounder will help. Getting on a rebounder when you're feeling like you're sick. You can actually tell when you're starting to come down with a cold. You feel sort of sluggish. That sluggish feeling is a sign that the lymph isn't moving as well as it should be. And getting on a rebounder is a great strategy for preventing a cold. But you got to catch it early enough. You start to feel a little sluggish, feel like you're kind of in molasses a little bit. Get on a rebounder, jump up and down. Everybody should be buying a rebound. It costs about 50 or 60 bucks. It's one of the best anti-aging and health-promoting strategies you could ever use. Dry brushing is another great way to help promote lymphatic drainage, especially lymphatic drainage in the skin. Alternating hot and cold in the shower. You've probably heard or seen people who go from hot tubs to cold plunges. Throughout history, hot tubs to cold plunges have been an anti-aging strategy that's been practiced. You can do it in your shower. You turn the hot water, you take a hot shower and then turn on the cold water for a second and then go back to the hot water and then turn on the cold water for a second. You don't want to do it for too long. It's sort of uncomfortable, but just back and forth is a great way to dilate and constrict the blood vessels and the lymphatic vessels so you get an increase in circulation. You get a pumping action, like an accordion effect. Increases circulation in the blood, increases circulation in the lymph. You do it after dry brushing. Dry brush in the morning and then jump in the shower, alternating hot and cold water for do it for 2 minutes or so. Go take a walk. You know, walking is not necessarily a great exercise because you don't raise your heart rate, but it's a really effective way to activate and stimulate lymphatic circulation and lymphatic flow. You can get a lymphatic massage. If you have an esthetician and you're getting facials, ask her to do a lymphatic drainage massage on your face. I haven't talked about saunas. Saunas, far infrared saunas, are also a great detoxification strategy for helping stimulate lymphatic circulation. There's all kinds of ways to move the lymph, to circulate the lymph. And considering that one of the major correlates of disease, and even possibly causes of disease, is lymphatic stagnation, it seems like it's crazy not to take advantage of all of these ways to move the lymphatic system. If you want to do just one thing, practice your slow, deep breathing techniques. Now, if you do have full-blown pigmentation, real pigmentation problems, not lymphatic, not the lipofuscin pigmentation, but hyperpigmentation melasma, where your skin is getting darker from melanin, there are pharmaceutical strategies that you can use, topical pharmaceutical strategies. Keep in mind, however, that if you are pigmenting, that is with melanin on the skin, you're getting what are called dark spots. People refer to it as dark spots, or technically called melasma, hyperpigmentation. You got to start working with the hormone system. We're going to talk about estrogen and cortisol in our coming Bright Side episodes because both of those are key hormones that are involved in making melanin or hyperstimulating melanin or hyperactivating melanin. Melanin's really interesting stuff. Melanin is an electrical substance. There's actually researchers who are working with melanin as a component of microprocessors. They want to use melanin as kind of an additive to processors, microprocessors and computers, because melanin conducts electrical energy. Super fascinating stuff melanin is. Melanin is produced in cells called melanocytes. Site meaning cells. Melanocyte means cells that make melanin. And then that melanin is injected into ordinary skin cells. It's really kind of cool. The melanocytes will form out of their membrane a little needle. And that needle will inject pigment into skin cells. This is really important because the skin cells rise to the top. So the melanin is made in the melanocyte. It's then injected into the skin cells, which then rise to the top. And the fact that the skin cells that contain the melanin are rising to the top gives you a clue on how you can get rid of it. You exfoliate. If you have problems with dark spots, exfoliation is one of the best strategies for helping eliminate those. This is what chemical peels are all about. People will go get glycolic acid peels, lactic acid peels at an esthetician or even at a dermatologist to help stimulate this exfoliation, to help move the melanin to the top of the keratin, the skin cells that contain the melanin, to the top of the skin, and then presumably they will flop off. And this is one of the great strategies for helping deal with hyperpigmentation, melasma, dark spots, whatever you want to call it. There's also drugs that work. There's one drug in particular. It's a really nasty drug. This is topically. I'm talking about a topical drug. It's called hydroquinone. You may have heard of it. Hydroquinone is a toxic substance, and I don't recommend working with it, but it's really effective. All right, we'll continue discussing hydroquinone, melasma, and also hormonal strategies that you can use. And you want to treat your melasma, if you are dealing with it, as an internal condition, not a sun condition. Don't blame the sun for it. It is an internal condition, and you want to treat it as such. In fact, by treating it as such, you can add years to your life. We'll continue that discussion when we come back on our next Bright Side episode. Let's hit the phones real quick and talk to, let's go to Dorian in Virginia. What's up, Dorian?
We're running out of time. Regarding the status of my situation, I called about last time, the leg weakness and the inability to speak and all that properly. My mom gave me some kelp that I actually got favorable results with.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
You know what that means? You know what I would say that means? It means that you want to start working with your thyroid. Kelp is a source of iodine, and it may be that you're having some thyroid issues or some iodine issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that makes sense because the adrenal glands are linked to the thyroid, so that makes perfect sense. And you also have that type 1 diabetes issue. It's very likely that you're dealing with a thyroid problem. Hey, we're out of time. Give us a call back tomorrow. All right? Thanks, Dorian. Appreciate it. Nez Beheshti is with us. Pause, breathe, choose her book. We'll be back on the Bright Side with Nez Beheshti right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Cleveland Clinic on Tuesday released a study showing that over 99% of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 between January 1st and April 13th were not vaccinated. The numbers show coronavirus vaccines are effective at keeping people from dying and out of hospitals. The Biden administration Tuesday gave final approval to Vineyard Wind, a project off the Massachusetts coast slated to be the country's first large-scale offshore wind farm. While the go-ahead for the long-proposed project was expected, it marks a step in the White House plans to help jumpstart development of coastal projects off New York and New Jersey coasts. With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair.
We are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
As Hamas and Israel exchange missiles, the consequences have cost lives on both sides. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Violence continues to escalate in Israel as Hamas militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv from Gaza Tuesday, with Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk believes tensions will continue to escalate. He tells CNBC that Israel will do what it feels it needs to in order to get Hamas to stop firing rockets at Israeli cities.
The Israelis are seeking now to reestablish the deterrence that they had that lasted for about 6 years and prevented these rocket attacks, for the most part, from landing on Israeli cities. And they won't be content to call this off until they've inflicted enough pain on Hamas to get them to stop that rocket fire. Hamas, on the other hand, is going to respond by attacking Israeli cities indiscriminately with these rockets to try to show that they will not be deterred by Israel and to champion the Palestinian cause.
The fighting stems from Palestinian grievances over what they see as years of efforts by Israel to push them out of Jerusalem, also a pending court decision on evictions in the area. After nearly 5 years in space, OSIRIS-REx mission is heading to Earth with a sample of rocks and dust from Bennu, a 4.5 billion-year-old asteroid that has been in an orbit that brings it near Earth for the past 1.75 million years. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off our websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. We've got news stories, blog posts, lots of great health information on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with eczema, psoriasis, post-surgical scarring, traumas, as well as general anti-aging, preventing wrinkles and fine lines and helping thicken the skin. Also, for helping lighten the skin, you can find all our True Skin Health products without any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Thus, our 1,700, going on 1,800 now, 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at TruthReviewed, with a D, TruthReviewed.com for our reviews, and you can also go to TruthTreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am really psyched to talk to our guest today. Naz Beheshti is the author of a book called Pause, Breathe, Choose. Become the CEO of your own life. Naz has worked with Steve Jobs and the Dalai Lama. She's a CEO as well as a health coach, a wellness coach, and a thought leader. Naz Beheshti's book is very, very interesting. It's very compelling, very easy to read, and very important. Become the CEO of your well-being. Pause, breathe, choose. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Naz Beheshti. Good morning, Naz.
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being on the Bright Side. I didn't get a chance to finish your book, but I read a bunch of it. Very interesting and real easy to read, and also, as I said, very important. So, but let me start off by asking this. What does it mean to become the CEO of your well-being?
It really means to take charge of your life and your well-being. So, you know, consider your well-being like a company you run, and you have authority to really show up as your best self and make the executive choices to be your best self in all areas of your life. So it's really about promoting good mental, emotional, physical, social, financial, professional, and environmental well-being.
Do you think we live in a world where we're taught to become the employee of our well-being, or become an employee rather than a CEO? In other words, to become dependent on outside authorities?
Absolutely. I love how you put that, too. Yes. And that is why being the CEO of your well-being is imperative to taking charge and really no longer being that passenger, but the driver of your journey in your life.
Mm. Do you think there's an ease to abdicating responsibility? Like it's much easier to say, hey, I'm going to eat whatever I want, and then I'm going to go to the doctor and get vaccinated. Or then I'm going to go to the doctor and get a pill for my diabetes, and then I can have I can have the donuts and pizza and whatever I want to eat. Or I don't have to take care of myself. Isn't it easier to do it that way?
I guess for some people may think that's easier, but in the long run, not so much, because there'll be more dis-ease and, you know, issues with not just like your physical, but your mental and emotional health, like all areas of your well-being. So I don't think that's very sustainable for long-term, you know, well-being.
Are there incentives to people to abdicate? I mean, do you think our culture has kind of promoted abdication as a way of enriching a certain kind of class, if you will, a corporate class?
Can you expand on that a bit more?
Yeah, are we incentivized to abdicate responsibility so that drug companies can make money, so the medical model can make money, so that fast food companies can make money? I mean, it seems like our corporate culture makes it's in the corporate culture's interest to have people overeating and overfed and overmedicated.
I would have to disagree with that, because when you're talking about companies, smart companies and leaders know that happy, healthy employees are better for the business, right? Because they're more happy, healthier, they're more productive, they have better performance. So in the end,
right,
it's actually a win-win situation for the employer and the employee to invest in the employee.
All right, so tell us about the three P's, pain, prana, and purpose.
So pain, prana, and purpose, that's the third part of my book that eventually gets you to promoting yourself to the CEO of your well-being. So pain is your greatest teacher for growth, and prana is Sanskrit for breath, and it's a vital life force and energy. So it's energy to be engaged in work and in life, and purpose is, you know, the vehicle to get you to your life purpose. So, you know, I look at purpose as in two different ways. One is the macro level of purpose, which is your life's mission and your purpose, your bigger purpose of why you exist and your life's message, mission. However, not everybody knows that. And, you know, some people are still seeking that bigger life purpose. So I break it down to a smaller micro level of purpose, which is a daily purpose of living your life with a daily intention and purpose.
Do you have any tips for helping people find out what their purpose is? I mean, I hear that all the time. I don't know what my purpose is. I want to find my purpose. There's all these books and strategies and seminars for helping people find their purpose. Do you have any ideas for helping people with that?
Yeah, so one way is to take explorative action, which is action outside of your comfort zone so that you can explore different things that you may or may not know that you even like to do. And so just getting outside of your comfort zone and exploring more is one way to do that. Because a lot of us are, you know, become complacent even in our careers, in our life. You know, many are creatures of habits. I know I am for sure. And so once we become in our habits and routines, it's harder when we're happy in those habits and routines. It's harder to move out of it and take explorative action. So I would say stretch and challenge yourself to do so, and maybe choose a time and duration that works for you, whether it's challenge yourself to do one or two things a day or a week or a month that stretches you outside of your comfort zone.
How is that idea of habituation and stretching related to pause?
Well, pause stems from first, my pause, breathe, choose method is fundamental to mindfulness, right? We have to be mindful first to take that pause. And when we are kind of in autopilot and, you know, in our habits, our daily habits, if we're not mindful, we could just continue going on autopilot and not being mindful of even taking a pause or taking that breath or making a better choice. But when we are mindful, which is fundamental to my MAP method in my book, then we're able to catch ourselves in a situation, whether we're mind wandering, thinking about the past or the future, or we're able to take that pause and then a breath, and then we're better equipped to make a mindful choice.
So I heard you discuss this idea of mindfulness as an awakening process. We got to take a commercial break, but I want to talk about this idea, the relationship between awakening and mindfulness when we come back. Okay, Nas?
Okay.
Nas Beheshti's with us for book Pause, Breathe, Choose. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're talking to Nas Bashti. Your book is Pause, Breathe, Choose. So, Nas, mindfulness. We hear a lot about it. Johns Hopkins, Yale, Harvard, UCLA, all the medical schools have departments of mindfulness, curricula and mindfulness is associated with all kinds of health benefits. Tell us what you mean by awakening the mind.
Well, the practice of mindfulness awakens your mind and your heart from autopilot, and it enables you to experience life unfolding in the present moment. The way I see it is it actually aligns your mind and your heart when you're awake to it and mindful of it. Because we're mostly living in our mind, but when we're mindful and that practice of dropping deep actually allows you to kind of open up your heart, and it unlocks your ability to tap into your intuition and creativity so that you can receive new information and develop new perspectives with a beginner's mind.
No,
so, in short, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to sum up that, in short, mindfulness is the presence of heart, unveiling your truest self and desires.
I was going to say that sounds like that's a very interesting thing that you made that connection between the mind and the heart, because a lot of people tell you that that's kind of the opposite, that when you're in your mind, you're not in your heart, or vice versa.
Right, but when, you know, like in business, we often are mostly in our mind, but when we have a mindfulness practice, that heart allows you to, you're allowed to drop into your heart when you're mindful, because we're too much in our mind, right? So I think it just opens up, with your experience, I know it opens up your heart in a way that is kind of dismissed or ignored otherwise if you're not mindful.
Are you saying, I'm trying to understand here what you're saying, so being in your mind is different from being mindful?
Right, because, well, being in your mind is most of the time we're actually thinking about the past or the future. We're not present. So actually mindfulness is being present in the moment without having any judgment. So that's not being in the mind. Mindfulness is not being in the mind, but the practice of mindfulness allows you to drop into your heart and hear your heart and your heart's truest desires. So without that practice, when do you get the opportunity to drop into your heart is more what I'm trying to explain.
So you have a section in your book, which I found extremely fascinating, something we talk about on this program a lot, and that's making stress your friend. The idea that stress doesn't have to be the enemy. Can you elaborate on that and tell us a little bit about how that can be helpful?
Yeah, so I talk about the ACE method, which is a new way of reframing stress. It's essentially an effective way to upgrade both your mindset and behavior. So when you have the ability to distinguish between different kinds of stress, acute, chronic, and eustress is the good stress, positive stress, then you allow yourself to perceive stress as a challenge rather than an obstacle. So it's really about shifting your mindset to perceive stress as either acute, which is a necessary short-term stress, or eustress, which is a desirable stress, a positive stress. We want to avoid chronic stress, which is the dangerous killer stress, right? So it's really about acing stress through the ACE method, through awareness, change, and empowerment. And in my book, I go through the three steps of being aware of the signs and symptoms of stress, and then and the source of the stress, which is the first step of awareness. And then step two is about changing your mindset, choosing to reframe the stress using an upgraded mindset so that you can identify your options, or I like to say opportunities, both in mindset and behavior. And lastly, step three is to take empowered and effective action.
So not changing the stress, but changing the mindset that's related
exactly.
to the stress. That's very
exactly.
interesting. That's very, very interesting. So my favorite chapter in the book, allocate play. Tell us a little bit about allocation of play. I mean, I love the concept of play, but you're talking about allocating it. So tell us a little bit about what that means to allocate play.
So we're so busy. Our schedules are so packed. And what I say about allocating play is actually blocking time in your calendar as if it were just as important as a meeting or some very important high priority obligation into your calendar so that you make time and allocate time to play and recover, because we were all born to play, and somehow as we get older, we forget to play. And play is a sense, is a type of recovery and form of fun and relaxation, and also promotes creativity and joy. So why do we stop playing when we get older? Let's schedule it into our calendar and make time for it and have fun.
So play has a sort of active side to it. It's not like you're just sitting there and vegging and watching cartoons. You're actually being active when you're playing. Right?
Well, everyone has their own version of play. Maybe for some it is vegging out and watching cartoons,
okay.
However.
Does that count? That counts as play? It's just couch potatoing?
I personally don't promote that, so I would say I would try to avoid that. But maybe someone's really exhausted, and, you know, I would say play is, like you say, more active. But some people, it's also part of recovery, right? So if some people have been very active and they need to, you know, recover, maybe it's, you know, playing a video game or doing something that's more stationary. However, my form of play, and it's not the same for everyone, is actually getting out and doing something fun, out in nature, like, you know, going and playing soccer, for example, or, you know, going for a hike or doing something that, you know, makes you feel good and get some fresh air. But it also could mean, like, just playing with your kids or, you know, playing indoors or, I don't know, playing if you make products like Steve Jobs' play. I used to work for Steve Jobs. He loved to play with Apple prototypes. That was his play, and that was at work, right? So play is very broad. It can mean so many different things for so many different people. But it's really just about altering that state of focus and, like, structured focus that we have that's very goal-oriented typically in our life at work to an unstructured focus where we're not reliant on a specific outcome. We're playing to play, to have fun. You know,
I was going to say, do you think the distinction between play and stress is attachment to results? They're the same thing, but if you're not attached to the results, it could be considered play, and if you are, it's considered stress?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how attached you are to an outcome, right? An attachment to an outcome creates could create some stress, and it could create disappointment if you don't get that outcome, and it creates expectations, right? So, yeah, it does create stress. But when you're playing, you don't have a specific outcome. Maybe it is just to have fun, right? And that's your goal, is just to have fun, but it's not a specific outcome or goal.
All right, so last minute here, mindful map making. What is the map method? How does that relate to story also?
So it's a holistic framework to help you navigate your own mindful journey, your map of authentic self-discovery, better choices, and purposeful growth. And the way it relates to story is that, you know, the map is also a metaphor for a map to chart that purposeful life. That also is the acronym for my method in my book. And when you connect the dots of all the different parts of your life, you're able to look and, you know, when you look back and connect all the dots, you can put all the pieces of the map together and connect the dots to help you actually find your purpose and find more meaning and fulfillment in your life.
All right, so last minute here. Tell us about your energy sweet spot.
So the energy sweet spot is has to do with your prana flow state and finding when in your day do you have the most energy. And so are you a morning person, a night owl? When do you have the most energy? Monitor the times in your day that you feel most energized. Also, it has to do with the foods you eat, too, that give you energy. So be mindful of what foods give you energy versus deplete your energy and make you feel, you know, heavy or fatigued. And then also has to do with the energy that you put in, like your mindset. So do you have like upgraded mindset that tries to focus on the positivity, like I call the good dog, your inner coach versus your inner critic, which is the bad dog that you feed. So it goes back to mindset and behaviors and what gives you the most energy versus what depletes you, and track that and then do the things that give you the most energy during the day, during the time of day that is also most energizing for you.
Nas, we're just out of time. Thank you so much for your book. Thanks for being on The Bright Side. The book, Pause, Breathe, Choose, Become the CEO of Your Own Well-Being. Nas Maheshti. Thanks, Nas, for being on The Bright Side. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.